I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 John, the 5th chapter. And we got a couple of books to go to, but we're going there first. 1 John, chapter 5. We're going to read verses from 1 to 5. When you have it, you say amen. We want to talk about tonight the victory that overcomes the world. Amen. The victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Amen. All right. Everybody there? Amen. 1 John, 5th chapter, verses 1 through 5. And that's 1 John, not St. John. 1 John. Amen. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Can somebody say, even our faith? Amen. Who is he that overcome the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? As we said earlier, we want to talk about the victory that overcomes the world, and that is your faith. Amen. That's the only thing that can overcome anything is your faith in God. Amen. Amen. We have faith in God. Amen. You have faith in God. You can overcome any obstacle. You can overcome anything. Amen. When you believe, amen, you have the Lord in your heart. Amen. And you've been born again of the water and the spirit. Amen. You have the faith of God. And this is the victory. In other words, this is the triumph, or this is the win, or conquering. Amen. Success. Amen. The victory. It says, for whatsoever, verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God. Has to be born of God. Amen. Amen. Born of the water and of the spirit. Amen. For whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen. When you have the Lord in your life and you're born again. Amen. You could overcome any obstacle. Amen. If you know how to let it work. Amen. Amen. You have to let your faith work for you. Amen. Faith. I heard somebody preach a long time ago, even while I was at my home church many years ago. Faith will find a way. Faith will break through things that you thought you couldn't get through. If you have faith and confidence in God. Amen. And I think that's what we come short of as the people of God. We come short of because we pray and we read the word, but we really don't believe. Amen. Amen. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. Amen. Amen. So we have to believe. Amen. And sometimes we may think we're believing, but we're not believing like we need to believe. Because when we really believe, we enter into a rest. Amen. We enter into a place of restoration and peace. And we're not full with anxiety and worry and all that. Amen. We just believing that God's going to fix the situation. Amen. No matter how bad it looks, and no matter what the situation is, our faith. Amen. This is the victory. That's the victory that you have because you believe in that the Lord is going to see you through. And they say, whatsoever is born of God, overcome it. Amen. Overcoming obstacles, overcoming anything. Amen. You can come over anything when you put your trust and confidence in the Lord. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And that's the only way you'll overcome anything. It's the faith of God. Amen. I said that's the only thing where you can break through with anything. You'll get a breakthrough with anything. It's your faith. Amen. And it says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. If you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God raised Jesus from the dead, you don't believe none of that, amen, you can't even be saved. Not only not be saved, you cannot even believe that he is, amen. You got to believe God. You can't believe your circumstance. Your circumstances will always stand big in front of you. But you got to look past your circumstances and believe God, amen, amen. All right, let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it reads, chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith faith. Now faith is the substance of things or hope for. Hope that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. Amen. This is what faith is. Faith is things that you actually are believing for, you're hoping for, but you don't actually see it, but you believe it. Amen. So say faith is a substance. In other words, substance is something that's tangible. It's like something, substance is something materialized. In other words, you believe it, even though you don't see it, but you believe it like it's there. So that's your substance. In other words, you believe in the Lord for a house, or you believe in the Lord for this or for that. Amen. You have to call those things as though they were. They may not be in existence. You call them, it's like it's happening already. You believe I'm going to. But first you got to know that that's within God's will for you to get. Amen. And you got to first know, you can't just go around and claiming and naming and tagging on things. Amen. You got to know that God has actually spoke that to you, that this is yours. Amen. Amen. And when you know that, you have that confidence that God, you have talked to the Lord about it. If he said, if you ask anything according to his will, if it's according to his will, he heareth you. Amen. You know, the Lord was not going to, it's not his will for you to get out of his will to go get something that you want and bring it back and say, now, Lord, it's your will. It got to be within his will. Amen. Amen. In other words, if you are saved, the Lord don't want you to go out there and go get a drunk and say, I'm going to get a husband for him. You're getting a drunk. You're stepping out the will of God. Amen. He said, if you ask anything according to my will. So first we need to know, get the confidence, Lord, is this your will for me to have this? And that most of the time people don't do that. Because they just go within their own flesh and this is what I want. This is what I say. But Lord, is this who or what you want me to have? Amen. If God say you get the okay from the Lord and he let you know, you know, and we know it's the Lord's will for us to have a lot of things. But we got to ask the Lord just to sift our will and make sure this is particular thing is for me to have, Lord. And according to your faith, and then you find out it's in God's will and God give you the okay, then you believe for it. You can't believe for something that you don't really know if it's God's will or not. Yeah, that's where you're going to get your confidence from. If you know it's the will of God, you know, all this, like somebody was saying, all this naming and claiming and stuff, you better know that God has told you to go get it. Go just do it. Amen. Y'all don't care about how you laying your hands on this and laying your head. You know, if that's not God's will for you, you're not going to get it anyway. Amen. It's God's will. He said it's the Father's good will to give unto his children. The kingdom is, you know, it's above all things. He said, I wish you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. It's God's will for us to be well. It's God's will for us to have finances. It's God's will for us to pay. Some things you got to just know that it's God's will. If you don't know it's God's will, you're not going to, you're going to be wavering back and forth because you're going to be saying, well, I think God want me to take care of my bills. I think he want me. You got to know that God wants you to take care of your bills. You got to know that God wants you to have the best. Amen. You have to know that God wants you, your whole entire being, to prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. He said, above all things, I want you to prosper, be in health, as your soul prosper. He didn't say, I want you to just prosper and be in health. He said, as your soul prosper. Your soul comes first. And everything else comes second. If you're not prospering in your soul, you're not going to prosper over here. Most people want to start prospering over here, but they don't prosper in their soul. Well, when they prosper over here first and don't prosper in their soul, they don't keep their soul where it need to be. Their soul get all off of track. But if you prosper in your soul first, then you're going to prosper with everything else God wants you to have. And those things will not overtake you or get you out of the will of God because you got your priorities in the right order. Amen? Amen. So it said now faith is a substance. That's what God, your faith is the thing that you hold on to. And I'm learning too, your faith in God or faith and trust. Faith is trust and belief in God. That's your faith. Your faith that you believe in God for whatever it is. You believe in God. That's your substance. You hold on to that. Whatever it may be. Whatever you believe in God for. Hold on to it until it manifests. But most time we don't do that because we don't stay in the word enough or long enough to know what God is saying in his word to understand his word. If you don't have understanding to something, then, you know, you're going to be robbed of the knowledge. The devil's going to rob you of something that you don't understand. So you got to understand that it is God's will for me to prosper. It's God's will for me to be in health. It's God's will for me to be able to pay my bills. It's God's will for me to live in a nice home. It's God's will for me to live. It's not God's will for us to have the worst there is. It's to have the best there is. You know, a long time ago, people used to make you think, you know, well, you got to be poor, raggedy, disgusted, and busted, and look like I don't know what, being a saint. God, who want to be a saint looking like that? Who want to be? Who want to be saying, I want to be saint? And you got to look the worst, and you got to wear hand-me-downs all the time, and you got to, you know, you can't never have the best. The devil is a lie. I'm so glad that I know better than that. Amen. It's just the thing about if you don't know how to go about to get it, you'll stay in poverty. You'll stay without. If you don't let your faith work for you, you will not have anything. And it won't be God's fault. It'll be your fault. For now, faith is a substance. Substance is material, tangible, something you can feel, see, or touch. It's reality. And the Amplified Bible says it's assurance and confirmation. It's something that is before me. I have a vision. In other words, I may not have the thing I'm believing for, but in a vision, I see it. I know it's mine. And somebody said, well, how do you know it's yours? Because my faith told me it's mine. My body's healed. Why? Because the Lord said by his stripes. You got to know what the words say. And the devil will talk you out of what you think you know or what you don't know. Even if you think you know, he'll come by and tell you. You'll have victory one day. Next minute, you forget all about what the word said because he'll sneak up on you. That's why you got to watch as well as pray. Amen? It says, now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. That's your substance of things. You hold on to your faith. You hold on to those things that you are hoping and believing the Lord for. Because say faith is the substance of things are hoped for. And it's also the evidence. Faith is the substance and it's the evidence. It's both of them. It's happening. In other words, you see it before it actually happened. In your vision, your mind, I got this. I got this. I got that. I got this by faith. So this it's the substance of things are hoped for, and it's the evidence of things are not seen. And most of the time, if you don't have it like that, and you can't get it like that, and you know you better learn how to use your faith. Amen? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And the verse 6 says, but without faith, of the same chapter 11, chapter of Hebrews, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. God is not pleased when we don't produce faith. I just read it. I didn't make it up. It said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. Because the Lord has given to every person a measure of faith. If he's given it to everybody a measure of faith, he wants you to use your faith. So when you do not use your faith, he's not pleased with you or me. And a lot of times we stay in life struggles much harder. I do, you do too. If we're not aware of what's going on, sometimes when you keep praying about something and you keep seeking God about something, and this look like it's just not happening. The Bible said, "He that lack wisdom, let him come to God, ask God." If we're not supposed to cry, moan, and throw a fit. We need to go to the Lord. If we've been praying about something, if it's not happening, just because it's not happening, that don't mean it's not going to happen. We need to find out, if what's going on. It could be the devil is attacking your faith. Because one minute you believe it, the next minute you not believing. And so the Bible said, if a man waver, is double-minded, this way like a wave of sea, unstable in all your ways. And say, let not that person think he get or she get anything from the Lord. God don't give us anything when we don't actually stand firm in our faith. We are tempted to doubt. We are tempted to waver. We all are. But you got to catch yourself when you're doing that. Don't stay there. Get bounced back. The only way you do that, sometimes, you know, we be thinking, the word, Lord, you know, I've been in my own life, you know, I've Lord, about some things, Lord, especially if they've been around a long time, I'm, Lord, I just don't understand. I see you moving over here. Sometimes we can see the Lord moving on the left, moving on the right. We see, but once some things, everybody in here got some things that still look like they're at standstill. You don't see, look like nothing's moving. But you can look around and see everything moving over here and over there. But this particular thing in your life and my life, like, what is going on with that? Well, that very thing, if you don't ask for wisdom, the devil will fight you and make you think God don't hear you. He's not going to fix it. And then he start fighting you in that area, make you doubt. He's not going to stop there. He's going to go in every other area and make you to doubt. And make you think that God is just not going to, he don't hear your prayers. What you used to praying for? What you used to doing it for? He don't hear you. But your faith is being tried. And you'll never know that until you really keep fighting back into, I'm praying, Lord. Lord, I don't understand why this is not happening yet. But Lord God, help me to hold on to my faith. Help me, Lord, not to give up. Help me not to throw in the towel. Help me to keep pressing on. Because I know this is attack of the devil. And you got to talk to yourself. Amen. You got to call those things and not as though they are. You got to get in your word. You got to stay off your phone and get into your word and seek the Lord. When you're going through like that, you don't have time to go here and go there. You need to get a hold of the Lord because the devil is attacking your faith. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible. That means it's just simply not possible. Impossible means it's not possible. It's the opposite of impossible. It's just not possible to please him. God is not pleased because he is a God of faith. He is faith. He's not pleased, amen, when we don't believe him. He knows that we are human. He knows we don't really mean to. But really, that doesn't please him. That doesn't satisfy the Lord. We know he has given us access to his word. He's given us so many precious promises. He's given us, and we doubt him. He don't want us to doubt him. He wants us to believe him. So we all struggle in that area. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we come to the Lord for anything, talking to him about anything, come to the Lord. The Lord wants us to come to him with the attitude, I'm coming to the Lord because I know he hears me and I'm expecting him to move in my situation. He don't want us to come into the Lord just singing a song and going out of a routine. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. A man over here, a man over there. You ain't even talking to the Lord. You talking about it to everything else because your man over here, you're not even talking to the Lord. I don't know who you're talking, be talking to when we do that. When your mind, you're down praying and you washing the dishes and you're doing this, you're doing everything down in prayer, you are not talking to the Lord. And you expect to get some results, you're not going to get no results. When you come to the Lord, you have to draw your mind in because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You got to put the cat out, put the dog out, make the kids be quiet. You go in another room, something, get your mind drawn in. You can't talk to God with a whole lot of drama going on. Amen. You got to draw your mind in because he's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So in other words, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Who please who? To please God. For he that come to God or she that come to God must first believe that he is. First, you got to believe that he is God. You got to believe that first. And then you got to believe that he will reward you of them. He's going to, in other words, he's going to compensate you because you're seeking him. In the book of I believe Matthew said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And we need to find out, Lord, if these things, whatever I'm praying about, first you want to know if it's in your will. Because see, that gives you more confidence right there. I'm learning that myself. That gives you more confidence that you can have what you ask because you found out first was it in his will. Amen? And when you find out if it's in his will, then you start praying towards that. You start working towards that because I know this is in his will. It's in his will. In other words, I know it's in his will for me to be healed. Some people don't even know that. Maybe they didn't go to church. They didn't get taught or somebody taught them something false or whatever. But it's people out there that think that it's God's will for you to be sick. He's trying to teach you something. Why would he need to teach you through a sickness? That is not good. He can teach you many ways. Why would he teach you through a sickness? But if you don't know no better, you can think, well, the Lord, my grandmother had it, now I got it, and it's God's will. I just live with it, and that's what you do. Just live with it. Amen. I know when the enemy comes against me, I don't like stuff that I'm not used to being in trouble with. I keep going to the Lord because I don't like to accept anything from the devil. Amen. I don't want nothing as much as possible to impair me. I don't care how old I get. I don't want to be impaired. And I talk to the Lord about stuff like that. I don't want to be bound and restricted to nothing if I don't have to be. Amen. If I'm able to walk, then I want to be able to walk. If I'm able to talk, I want to be able to talk. Amen. I want to be able to have my livelihood to move and have my being in the Lord. Now, I know sometimes we get attacked and stuff, but, you know, if you don't pray one thing off, the devil throws something else your way. He'll, before you know, he'll flood you in with so much sickness and disease, and you'll be messed up. Amen. But I ain't never seen a person that really sought the Lord and sought him from the heart. I ain't never seen them remain the same. I've always seen God come through and do miraculous. Amen. Only way you remain the same. Amen. You doing the same thing. You got to come up higher. Sometimes God will allow stuff to come your way so you can come up higher. Amen. Amen. So when you know what the word says and you understand the word, it will work for you. Now, I know the devil, he'll come back and fight you and say, well, this is not happening. But you got to realize if it's not happening, you got to always remember that it's not on God's part. It's on your part. Because even when it's not happening, you got to believe that it will happen. Amen. I got to believe that it will happen. Amen. All right. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 35. Romans 8 and verse 35. Look, I'm wrapping it up through here pretty much. Romans 8 and verse 35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? In other words, say, shall any of these things separate us from the love of God? Well, all these things we read, a lot of times people let all these things separate them. If this don't go right, I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like serving the Lord. If that don't go right, any little thing come. It said, who, in other words, or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, which is trouble, trials, tests, that's not supposed to separate us. Distress, that's not supposed to separate us from the love of God. Or persecution. Or famine, whether we have or we don't have, nakedness or pearl or sword, none of these things are supposed to separate us from the love of God. And sometimes God will allow us, he's not the one to send evil, but he would allow the evil that's coming against you and me, he'll let it come your way just to see what you're going to do behind that evil. He already know if you're going to continue to walk with him. He already know, amen, if you're going to continue to serve him. Some people walk away from the Lord when times get hard. And that's not the way you're supposed to be walking away. You need to run to the Lord because nobody else out there can help you. Amen. Verse 36, and it says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And in other words, we got issues going on all the time. The devil's out to get us all the time when you're trying to live right. Amen. It says, we're killed all the day long. We got stuff coming at us all the time. Amen. You just got to examine the stuff and see what stuff is coming your way because you're living for the Lord or the stuff that you're bringing up on yourself. Amen. So everything that's coming against us, that don't mean that we're suffering from the name of the Lord. Some stuff we brought up on ourselves, we're suffering from. Amen. It says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. The Lord said, and I don't care what's coming our way when we're trying to do what's right. God said, we are more than a conqueror. In other words, we are overcomers. A conqueror is a victor, a winner, a champion. Amen. We're more than conquerors through him that love us. Amen. Seems like I'm kind of wrapped up and done for as I see right now. Amen. But it's like the victory. This is the victory that overcome the world. The Lord, no, there's no other victory, no other triumph, but in is your faith. Your faith will see you through anything if you use it. Just to say I have faith in God and don't use it, it does not much for you or me. Because faith without works is dead. Amen. You got to call those things that are not. You got to open your mouth and rebuke the devil. Amen. You got to tell the devil he's a liar. Amen. You got to sometimes lay hands upon your own self. Amen. And cause yourself to recover. Amen. Amen. You got to speak the word. Amen. But you're strong. When you're strong on the inside, you can do that. But if you're not strong on the inside, you cannot do that. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. You got to keep jealousy out of your spirit. You got to keep envy, strife, all that out your spirit so your spirit can be strong so you can speak a word. You can't speak a word if you got a bunch of confusion on the inside. But you can speak a word when your spirit is right. When you're in certain places in the Lord, you can call those things or not as though they are. You can rebuke the devil. Amen. So the victory, this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. That's the only thing going on. The Bible said, the Lord said, when he come back to the earth, shall he find faith? When he come back to the earth, he's looking for people that is looking for him. He's looking for people that believes him. Amen. The Lord is looking for people like that right now. Amen. You can't really be a blessing and help nobody else if you don't even believe God yourself. Am I right? You can't tell nobody about God's a healer, he and where he's a make a way, he can do all that if you never seen him do nothing for you. Amen. So we're supposed to share our faith. Amen. I was talking to a lady out there, community. I hadn't seen her in a while, and I seen her when I went around the other side. And I seen she's a nice little older lady, and I hadn't seen her in a while. And she was telling me about her hand and things like that. And she had been out 2 months and she had surgery on her hand. She said, and I'm still having problems with my hand and stuff. She said, they said if I keep having problems, I can go back and get surgery again. She said, I'm not going to get surgery no more. She said, I'm just going on with, you know, leave it like it is. And I said, I'll keep you in my prayers. She said, I ain't going to worry. I'm just going to leave it like it is. You leave it like it is, it's going to keep hurt. You know, I'm like thinking like, I would say, oh, thank you. Please pray for me. In other words, some people accept it. It's just going to, I'm getting old and decrepit and everything falling apart. I'm just let it fall on apart. I don't want it. I don't know about you, but I don't want it. Amen. I want my health and strength. I want my right mind. Amen. And if something ain't right, God make it right. It's change it or do something. Amen. But sometimes the devil make you think that this, he fights us all. We have different attacks. I have different attacks too. He tells you some things that that's not going to change. Anybody heard that before? It's just not going to change. And that don't come from the Lord. Amen. When the devil, we don't realize what voice be speaking of. That's going to be here all your life. You ain't going to never come through this. You ain't going to never come out of this. That's a lie. That's the devil. It's a lie. Well, sometimes we keep listening to it. We eat that up and we act on it. We don't say nothing, but we act on it. We start walking it out because that devil done put that lie in our mind. And it becomes a part of you. Amen. But how many know things are subject to change when the Holy Ghost is, God is helping? Amen. He said these things they're impossible. Yeah, they're impossible to man and they're impossible to you, but nothing's impossible to the Lord. Amen. But you'll never know that if you don't read the word. Amen. Some people are, well, this is the way it's going to be all the time. That's the way I'm going to be. I'm always not going to have nothing. I'm always going to live in a dump. I'm always going to... Okay, you would have what you say. You would have what you say. Even if you don't say it and you believe it, you have a mentality like that, you will live like that. Oh, yes, you will. And you'll see people rising up all around you. You'll be like, well, the Lord, they'll make you think, well, the Lord don't love you. Look at them. Well, they must believe in God coming up higher. Amen. You can stay where you are. You can come up higher. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to come up higher. Much as I can, amen. Because that can be depressing to be somewhere 50 or 20 years and no changes ever made in your life. That can be the most discouraging thing. Who would you want to tell about the Lord? Because you don't feel too good about him yourself. Amen. But when you know, that makes you feel good when you see changes coming in your life. I know sometimes we go through different seasons. God allows us to go through different seasons. There's a season where we're waiting on God. There's a season where we have, and there's a season when we don't have. You know, everything just don't pop like that. Everything just, sometimes you're going through a season where somebody else has already got there. They rejoicing because they didn't get what God is giving them, and you might be still waiting. Amen. You're in a different season than they are. Amen. But you praise God with them while they're in the season, because your season change. Because you can be happy, go lucky one minute, amen, for being this season. It's like everything going away. Next season, you be going through, amen. But if you learn how to stay steady in both seasons, all seasons, you can make it through it all. Amen. This is a victory that overcomes the world, even your faith, amen. The Bible speaks about building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how I get built up. Building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible said we don't know how to pray or what to pray. If we ought to, we need to let the Spirit pray through us and for us. Amen. We pray them little me prayers and tit-tat prayers and mass space here prayers and all kind of prayer and get up and don't have no results. No effect. We don't know if God going to do what we asked him or not. We don't even know if he heard us. You don't get down and pray. You don't even know if God heard you. That's a sign that you really need some breakthroughs in your prayer. Amen. You got to know that I'm not just getting down here talking to the Lord. The Lord hears me. If you don't understand and don't believe God hears you when you pray, then you need to talk to the pastor. Somebody said, somebody help me. I want to know that God's hearing me when I pray. How many know that God hears you when you pray? Can I see your hands out there? Know that God hears you when you pray. Amen. Not only. When you pray. Let's go. Knowing that God hears me when I pray. Knowing God hears me when I pray is one thing. And to know that God's going to answer my prayer is another thing. How many know that's two different things? Everybody, they say the devils believe and they tremble. The devil got enough sense enough to believe the Lord and tremble. So a drunk can praise the Lord. He may even be saved, but he can just say hallelujah, something like that. So, I mean, some things somebody else can do, okay? So we got to know not only that, yeah, I believe it, but it's not people believe it and expect it. You got to believe it and receive it. Amen. It say believe and receive when you pray. Believe when, it didn't say believe after you pray, it say when you pray. So you got to believe that there's some results coming out of my prayer. God is, you know, and then, you know, especially when I'm putting some fasting and praying with it. In other words, I'm spending some time with God. I'm not just doing my thing all the time. I'm spending some time off with the Lord that I can expect him to reward me because, God, I've been seeking the Lord. I've been seeking the Lord in prayer. In other words, I've been seeking the Lord not only in prayer, but I'm turned down my plate and fast. I'm going to pull myself away from things and just me and the Lord. Amen. And then I know that I'm going to get some breakthrough. God's giving me some breakthroughs. So this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand praise. And we got to keep this in mind. Without faith, it is simply impossible to please the Lord. And if you want to please the Lord, you better ask him to help you to furnish the faith. Amen. Because he's not being cruel to us. He just wants us to live in victory. And if you don't believe God, you will not live in victory. You will live in defeat and discouragement. When you live in defeat, there's discouragement and depression and everything else comes right along with that. They all on the same street. Depression, discouragement, and defeat. They live all on the same street. They all on the same street. And you have all of them. But if you believe the Lord and trust him, faith, and you got to ask God to strengthen you. You just can't say, well, I believe, because the devil keeps slapping you to the left, slapping you to the right, throwing this your way, throwing that your way. You can't just sit there, okay, devil, I'm going to, hit me, devil. You better get some prayer. Amen. You better get in some prayer to throw that stuff off. You don't get no prayer, amen, to throw that stuff off. That stuff will just wear you down. Amen. Amen. So I believe that we're done building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is the victory that overcome the world, even your faith. Praise God. Amen.